Hey, Tom, you know, our good friend Sarah Hansard, she's Bloomberg Law healthcare reporter. She's out with an interesting note a couple of days ago. Look, this one jumped out at me. Total healthcare spending by employers and about 40 million of their employees and family members grew another 4.4% in 2018 to an all-time high of $5,892
per person. And that's just the braces.
That's exactly right. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us. So as we think about this, is, as Tom likes to frame this, this is a conversation that every family has at every dinner when they sit down, the rising cost of healthcare. Help us frame kind of where we are in 2018, 2019, going into 2020.
Okay. In 2018, the spending, as you already noted, it's an all-time high. Now, that it, at least it's a little lower than the gross domestic product for 2018, but it's still far higher than the consumer price index, and people are paying ever more for out-of-pocket costs. That rose to $907 per person. So if you've got a family of four, multiply that times four. That wasn't the biggest cause of the spending growth, but it's still a lot for people, you know, who have to pay that money out of pocket.
So it's interesting. So, you know, what we hear from corporate America as we go through earnings cycle and earnings cycle is the cost of healthcare for
right.
employers. What are they trying to do to offset that?
Oh, they've tried sort of everything under the sun, and they're not having a whole lot of success, but they're still continuing to try. They're doing things like General Motors has done direct contracting with the Henry Ford Center in Detroit, and some smaller companies also are doing direct contracting with hospitals. A big thing I think that you're going to see in this coming years, I think you're going to see more companies negotiate with their health insurers and tell their health insurers that you can't hide prices from us anymore. You can't sign anti-competitive contracts with hospital systems. I think you're going to see more things like that, you know, in an attempt to get these prices in line.
All of our listeners, and you get, Sarah, when you're on, we get a huge response. All of our listeners, whatever their politics, are going to say, mm-hmm. none of this is going to get fixed in Washington because the lobbyists, all the money that's being tossed around to keep it going. What I see at any given dining room table at any moment is a screaming cry over deductibles.
Oh, yeah.
Are high and higher deductibles working? Are they creating the right incentives? I don't see it in your essay.
Yeah. If for the last year or two, employers have said, look, we realize now that we can't just keep raising out-of-pocket costs for people, that's not doing the job. They are now turning to doing other things. But in the meantime, you still have a big increase in the number of health savings accounts. They've gone way up over the last 5 years, and they're now like over 33% of people have those types of accounts. So the employers are starting to turn to doing other things, but out-of-pocket costs are still... there's still a big factor for people.
So, Sarah, prescription drug prices, that's the part of the food chain that I could never get my head around. I don't know where the prices come from. I don't know who sets them and, you know, how the inflation works there. Is there any move to try to get a handle on that part of the equation?
Well, you've got rebates going on, but this survey can't really measure those rebates very well. About the only rebates they could measure were in Massachusetts, and it's highly unlikely that Massachusetts is necessarily representative of the country as a whole. The pharmacy claims, the amount spent by employers on pharmacy claims went up like more than nearly 21% over the five-year period. So you're hearing more and more from employers.
Right.
What they're worried about is the specialty drugs, you know, like the atrophy drug for babies that costs, the list price is more than $2 million. That could bankrupt a small company if they have to pay for something like that.
Give the state of play 1 year from now for our listeners. I mean, we go back and forth. And
right.
How much are we spending per family per year? I mean, we're up to what, 6%? I mean, 16% of GDP on Medicare?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I believe that's about right. And then they're expecting it to go up more to 18% or 20%. I don't see things turning around a whole lot. Surely it looks like Congress is serious about trying to at least do something about surprise bills, but there you've got this debate going on between the doctors on the one hand and the insurers and the employers on the other. You know, they don't want the doctors to be able to game the arbitration system, because it looks like in states where you have big arbitration systems, the costs have gone up. So, you know, I think at the moment it looks like they will be able to do something on surprise bills, yeah. But the doctors are coming back with a really big push. The doctor hospital groups are coming back with a really big push to try to get more on arbitration.
Sarah Hanser, writing for Bloomberg Law, definitive detailed work on our medical system.